Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. Hour number three on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard.
And we are live, Rob, from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks. On Prize Picks, it's football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. And we just got done a little while ago talking with Antonio Daniels about the NBA in-season tournament, some other things. Milwaukee up 82-74 on the Knicks in one of the quarterfinal matchups, Rob. The winner of this game will advance and have a chance to win the first in-season
tournament. I'm so excited.
Yes. And you wanted to talk about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is having a great season.
Rob G, you got the numbers in front of you?
I got the numbers in front of me.
Okay, yeah.
Kevin Durant right now, Rob, averaging 31 points.
When was the last time he hired? When was the last time, Chris, he averaged over 30 points?
Well, over 30.
2013?
Let me look at his career. No, I think it's been... yeah, actually 2013-14 season,
average 32. Chris, it's been a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the interesting thing with him is he doesn't shoot a lot of threes. I actually think his rhythm is his rhythm, and he obviously feels more of a rhythm in the mid-range. Rob, he's only taking 4.5 three-pointers a game, and he's shooting 49% from three. I think Kevin Durant should be shooting about 8 threes a game. And again, I've been one to defend him saying, you know, your rhythm is your rhythm. And if he's in the rhythm in the mid range, then he's got to stick with that. But you can work in the off season on your 3-point shot and getting in rhythm from three. And obviously he's in rhythm. He's hitting 49%. And so his numbers could be even higher, Rob, if he took more threes. But anyway, 31 points, 6.4 rebounds, 5.8 assists. Here's his splits: 51% from the field, 49% from three, and 89.6%, basically 90% from the foul line, Rob. And he's getting there 8.5 times a game, which is his highest since that season in 2013-14 when he averaged 32 points a game. That was probably his MVP season, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, so you wanted to talk about him, Rob. What are your thoughts on Kevin Durant?
I think that Kevin Durant has been downgraded
to tier two in the NBA. And I'm not talking about player-wise or talent-wise or anything, but the consciousness of the NBA and the players they talk about. I'm not sure, Chris, if it's the injuries because he can't stay healthy. I'm not sure if it's the moving around to all the teams, people looking at his stint in Brooklyn as a failure, whatever it may be, Kevin Durant, or maybe it's just that he's old. 34, Chris?
Not with those numbers. I'm just trying to put out
a couple scenarios.
Right.
And I want to hear from fans because there's no buzz about him. And he went to Phoenix.
I think I know why. But
okay, ahead. And everybody, we went to Phoenix. Everybody thought, oh, they're going to win. They're the favorites out west. Oh, they got Kevin Durant. No. He gets hurt. He plays like a handful of games with them before they start the playoffs. They get knocked out. And it's just interesting to me. I would love to hear from basketball fans who follow the game.
I think it's quite simple.
What is it? Tell me.
Now, first of all, I don't know that he's been downgraded. I think he's still clearly viewed as a top-tier player. Now, the four best players in the world, in my view, are Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, and Luka. And some might want to throw Steph in there, but I think those four international players are probably the best. The numbers are great. Rob, gosh, there's a lot of guys averaging 30 points now. And guys are scoring a little more. This isn't the case with Durant, but, you know, they shoot so many threes that a lot of your shots now are worth 3 points rather than two. And so that's helping the scoring average. The floor is spread. We've heard international players say it's easier to score in the NBA. So that's some of it. Heck, LeBron at 39, about to be, is averaging 24 points a game and playing really well. But I think the reason there's not a buzz about Kevin Durant, Rob, is that he's at a stage in his career, and has been for quite some time, where people want to see you win, or at least come close to winning. He hadn't been past the second round since he left Golden State. And a lot of it's injuries. But people aren't going to just, yes, we recognize he's still great, but people aren't just going to rant and rave about your numbers at this point in your career when you're Kevin Durant. Because we know you can put up numbers. We want to see, can you come close to winning a championship or win a championship?
Yeah, but the only thing
and
I would say is...
And they're 12-8. They're not even playing that well as a team. And then, Rob, you mentioned the injuries. And then he comes back to play for the Suns last year. And he wasn't even their best player in the playoffs. It was Devin Booker. So I just think people are looking at a Kevin Durant and saying, we want to see you win. The whole thing when he left Golden State was, can he win a championship elsewhere? And he hasn't come close. And a lot of it's not his fault. It's, well, injuries, you know, teammates being injured. He really hasn't had a great chance, Rob. You and I have talked ad nauseum about in Brooklyn, they never gave themselves a chance. Harden was hurt. Kyrie was hurt. Kyrie wouldn't get vaccinated, so he couldn't play. And then they demand trades, you know, basically all of them. And so that's gone. Last year he gets to Phoenix. He gets hurt. You know, now Bradley Beal's hurt. So it's not all Kevin Durant's fault.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
I think people are looking at it like, yeah, you're playing great individually, but we want to see you win.
And here's the other thing, too. He hasn't gotten an MVP vote, a first-place MVP vote, Chris, since that season. And that's almost
since
10.
What? When he left?
13,
since,
13,
oh, really?
14. Yes.
Not even a vote?
No, not a first, right? First place vote. I mean, think about that.
Because that was 2014 when he
that's
won.
That's 10 years ago. That's
so 15 and 16, he was played well. Then he goes to Golden State. He wasn't going to get one in Golden State. They had so much talent around him. And, you know, it was viewed as Steph's team. And then Brooklyn, he was hurt. Rob, here's the games he's played since he left Golden State. He's missed a whole season in 2019-20, his first in Brooklyn. Then he plays 35 games the next year, 55 games the next season, and 47 last year. You ain't winning no MVP. You ain't even getting a vote for MVP when you barely playing half the season.
Right. The other part about the winning, I get part of that, but a lot of that had nothing to do with him. Bradley Beal, they go make a trade. Oh, they got that another scorer, whatever. Oh, this is going to bolster them, and they added some pieces. But he's hurt. He got hurt. The injuries that have followed him, he almost beat Milwaukee, which went on to win the championship by himself. He was there, out there by himself, basically. Stepped on the line, hit a shot that tied the game, didn't win it. Lost that series. I mean, there's just so much that goes on. But I just wonder, like, the people who follow the game, is he old news, Chris? That's all I'm saying.
What is your Kevin, thought? Like, what do you think should be – what do you think people should be saying about him?
I'm surprised. Like, LeBron still gets all this love, even though the Lakers, with the numbers that he puts up. And I get it's LeBron. He's won, you know, four championships.
He's bigger than Durant.
I know that, one but I'm just saying better. It's surprising that LeBron puts up numbers and it doesn't really – impact winning like it used to, and there were years in L.A. where they didn't even make the playoffs and different stuff.
Well, he was hurt, just like Durant.
But
you
but,
can't put all that on LeBron. He's hurt.
Yeah, but there were years that he activated the activated mode or whatever it was, and they still lost. And
you know what? He's just better than Kevin Durant.
I get that, Chris. I get that. That's not my argument. My
and
argument
he's been
is
more
that
of, he's more of a per. You know, he's just been more of an attraction than Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is dead. As far as NBA America goes,
nah,
Kevin Durant is dead. I'm serious,
I wouldn't
Chris.
Say that.
I think he's dead.
I think when we mention who could possibly beat Denver in the West, Phoenix is mentioned. And they're only 12-8, so they're not really playing that well. That might be part of why he's not getting a ton of love. If you want to point to Rob, look, when he demanded a trade, where he was going to go was the story. Everybody was talking about it. And then he goes to Phoenix. Oh, my goodness. They're going to win a ring. And I think people are tired. And, it's not his game. But I think people are tired of, like, okay, he's going to win it. He's going to win it. And then whether it's he's hurt or it's a teammate's hurt, I think they're just tired of that. You know, if any, I don't even think people are like off Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of buzz you want him to be getting. He's not doing what Giannis is doing. He's not doing what Jokic or Luka is doing. I mean, what should we be saying about it?
They're playing. He's playing. He's having a great season since his, Chris, I'm just talking about numbers wise, since that MVP season, okay, 10 years later. I know his team isn't great, 12-8. That's not going to get people all stoked. But if he continues to play well, normally when Kevin Durant's involved and he's healthy, people feel like whatever team he's on has a chance. And I don't know. I don't feel like the Suns are getting any kind of buzz like that anymore with Durant, with Booker, with the idea that Beal's going to come back. And that's a little surprising to me. I would just love to hear from people following the NBA, is Kevin Durant, and then just a question I really want people, is Kevin Durant NBA dead? Is he?
Come on. Who's going to say? If anybody says yes to that, they ain't following the NBA.
Is Kevin Durant NBA dead? I think that's a good question.
Rob, here's the thing, though. Again, I think with Kevin Durant, we want to see him win, at least compete for championships. Like I said, hasn't been past the second round since he left Golden State. And here's the thing, Rob. Remember his last playoff in Brooklyn. Rob.
He got swept. I know.
Swept. Outplayed by Jason Tatum. Turning the ball over. Having trouble with his handle. Shooting a low percentage. I was shocked. Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were flabbergasted.
I was flabbergasted. Bewildered. Befuddled. And then he goes to Phoenix, and Devin Booker's their best player in the playoffs, and they get bounced in the second round. So I just think, look, Kevin Durant is awesome. He's a top 10 player still. He's playing great.
Can you ask my question,
but
please?
Is he going to win a championship? You know,
please.
I think that's what people want. You
I think
ask
it's colorful.
I don't even think that's a
is Kevin Durant
question.
NBA dead, or am I missing something? Or are you still following him? Or is he still moved the needle in NBA social
that's
media?
That's a little better.
That's all.
Well, social media.
I'm just meaning
right,
general.
877-99 on
Chris,
Fox.
Go ahead, say it.
You heard Rob's question. He's obsessed with Kevin Durant. KD not getting enough love. I think, Rob, remember that photo we took, me and you? It was like Steph and KD?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think that's your problem. You're like, Hold on. I was KD, and now nobody's talking about it.
Oh, wow.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker thinks Kevin Durant is NBA dead, to use his phrase. What are your thoughts? No buzz about KD? How you feeling out there?
I like that term, NBA dead. How about Dick in Dayton? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dick?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say last night that I could not believe that how the Bengals used a second string quarterback and beat a good team like Jacksonville.
Well, look, we appreciate your thoughts, but we're talking about Kevin Durant
right now. Yep. Thank you, though, Dick and Dayton. We appreciate it. I know the Bengals won. You're excited, and the season's not over, so I get it. But let's try to stay on topic here. Appreciate you. Sean. Yep. Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, oh, my uncles, I'm another mother. My brother's behind the board. You got to know the rules of the Odd Couple, man. You got to stay on topic and argue the point. Don't be over here searching around. Don't be doing none of that. Be like Uncle Mark. Be like Sean Sacramento. Be like my man in Massachusetts. Massachusetts. You got to get it right, man. Got to get it right. But real quick, man, I appreciate y'all little segment yesterday, man. I was getting hit up on Twitter like, they're
look
talking
at you,
about
man.
Radio.
Look at you. I thought you just said stay on topic.
We had to give you love. We're going to give you love on the show.
I'm trying to get y'all more downloads. If y'all missed it, hour three yesterday, go ahead and get into the iHeartRadio app, download the iCouple, stream the iCouple, like, subscribe, be y'all thing. Come on, Chris, let me do some promo.
I'm just saying, man, you just said the rules yourself. We got to be fair to all the callers.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Let me get back on topic, man. Rob is 100% right. I can't remember the last time I walked into a barbershop. I can't remember the last time I walked into the gym and somebody was like, did you see what KD did last night? It's about the young boys. Your De'Aaron Foxes when he's shutting stuff down in the in-state tournament. Halliburton when he's shutting stuff down inside the in-state tournament. Everything else going on. And you forget, KD used to be a unicorn. I've never seen a 7-foot guy doing this on the floor, dribbling, yep, and handling, shooting threes. Now you got Chet. Now you got Wemby. Now you got Porzingis. You got a whole bunch of other dudes who took the same skill set and they're taking it to another level. And besides all that, think about how disappointed NBA America was when he didn't deliver with the Brooklyn Nets. It's just one of those things where we could give you so much leash until we all give up on you, just like Jordan with the Wizards. Y'all keep it gangster, Hunks.
Thank you, Sean in Sacramento. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports. What's up?
Brothers. Yeah, I think that Durant, he's not NBA dead, but he's on life support. But more so speaking is his game. His game doesn't resonate, I think, with the NBA head, the NBA fan in general, maybe the younger demographic, because Durant right now, when he takes the court, is he really dripping, thirsty, hungry to win or just get up some shots, get some buckets? And I think that his game overall, it kind of reminded me how Melo's game got into his 10th, 11th, 12th year in the league. It became blasé. And I think that when you look at like Shea Butter and DeAndre and Luka and Giannis, when them cats take the floor and you look at them, you can see their hunger and thirst. They're here to win. And Durant, he has won. But I think right now, he's top 10 in scoring, going for number 9? He might
he's
be
number
9
3,
and
yeah. No, he's number 3 in scoring.
No, I mean career.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, career. So he might be 9, 8 or 9 before the year's out. But I think that he's almost gone in the way of Melo. And Durant, when was the last time he had a triple-double? In 10 years, he's had how many triple-doubles?
That's really not his game. Yeah, I mean, he's not a triple-double guy.
I get it. But here's my point, though. It's what the NBA fans like to see with these other players. Giannis still going out there in his 10th year in the league getting triple-doubles. Lucas are walking triple. The Joker. But Durant, even though that's never been his game, it leads it to my point on why his game is on life support now. Because the juice is not there where the NBA fan is drinking it.
I think you make my an man. Interesting point about wanting to win. Because, Rob, how many times have we heard Kevin Durant say or something to the effect of,
I don't have to prove anything.
That and also something to the effect of, man, I'm just about improving every day. I'm just about mastering the game, mastering my skills. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm just about shooting it better every day, handling it better. Like, this skills, like, it's something separate from winning. And it's interesting, Rob, to hear a caller say his game doesn't resonate, because Durant would have you believe, and he is incredibly skilled, you know, that, hey, my skills are impeccable.
Right.
Like, you get my skills are impeccable, and this caller saying, well, your handle's not all that anymore, you know, compared to some of these guys.
Well, we saw it against Boston,
you know, your
in the playoffs,
passing isn't
Chris,
great.
The handle.
Right. He was having trouble handling it. So, no, that's an interesting call. It's an interesting call.
That was very enlightening, for real. That's what I really just felt like that, Chris. I did. No scientific, just it felt like he was NBA dead. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I just think, you know, he's just not getting talked about much. I mean, Devin Booker's not getting talked about a lot. You know, there's a lot of guys that aren't really moving the needle. But I think Kevin Durant, people want to see, can you win? And they feel like, you know what, no. At this point, no. He didn't do it in Brooklyn and didn't even give themselves a really good chance. And now they're saying, not going to do it in Phoenix either, I guess. All right, Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss is around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady.
He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
Hey, you know what, Chris Broussard? I did join you for lunch yesterday and again right now. And I'll also be joining you instead of Rob Parker on Monday. Fresh hot off the presses from Scott Shapiro about 5 minutes ago. I'll be co-hosting the Odd Couple Monday evening. So be ready, pal. Hope you do your homework for week 14.
Rob knows what I line up when he's gone. So I hate to break
cupcakes.
It to you, but Rob,
cupcakes.
Let him know.
That's all cupcakes.
It's a murderous row, man. I'm like,
I'm just surprised.
I'm setting it up on a tee for myself.
That you're, you know, you've come to because you fainted on Monday when Chris bought lunch for everybody for the holiday luncheon for the.
Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
No, that ain't a Christmas gift.
Hey, Martin has never gotten a Christmas gift from me, so I'm sure he was thankful.
True.
Yeah, and I've never got one from him.
What kind
that
of that's
true.
A Merry Christmas? That's a Christmas gift, a lunch, a burger.
Sure, well, you could have ordered anything
and a beer.
He could have ordered whatever he wanted.
Chris frowned it because I got wings to go. You know what I mean? Like,
how about that? Who goes out to dinner on somebody else's dime and orders something to go? Once he found out that was his Christmas gift, he was like, Oh, really? Okay, it's like that? Give me some wings!
Well, once I found out, I tried to get the waitress to leave with me. You know what I mean? If that's going to be my Christmas gift.
Wow. I think let's move. Shop talk topic for sure. Should you order extra knowing that you're not paying the bill? But anyway.
Definitely not. That is a good
troll
one.
Trolling or rolling? All right, trolling. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
Roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't like it, like the way that Chris looked at Rob when he ordered that six all flat Parmesan garlic, they get roll sound.
Oh man, hey! And had the nerve to say, throw in some extra blue cheese too.
I ain't paying for that.
All right, guys, trust me as I say this. Tyrese Halliburton to get a double-double, one of the best bets you can make right now in the NBA. This kid's been balling, had his first career triple-double yesterday in a crazy in-season tournament win, career-high 44 points over the weekend, and never you mind this, had an upper respiratory infection in which he needed to take an inhaler to get back in the game for the second half, and he closed it out crazy. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Tyrese Halliburton, a legit MVP candidate.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I'm not ready to go MVP candidate. Right now, Indiana, 6th seed. They're 11-8, which is great for them. And they got a good win last night. But you're not going to get the MVP award as a 6th seed. I mean, Russell Westbrook did it when he, you know, averaged a triple-double. But outside of something like that, you're not going to get it. But I'll say this. If they move up in the standings and they're like a top three seed, which I think is a reach, then that dude is bad. And you know it, Martin. You've watched him. The dude is awesome, averaging 27 and 12. He is a budding superstar. No doubt about it. I love his game. Awkward. It's like awkward looking, but it's effective as all get out. And so, but no, not yet MVP. They got to win more.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And there's obviously a long way to go. It's only early December and all that. But my God, every time I look up at the scoreboard, they're lighting it up, and it's Halliburton. And I got to give him – he's played lights out for that team, and they wouldn't be close without him. I mean, he is having one of those seasons, Chris, and I know 6th seed, but they're not cemented there.
No. They win more. He definitely
is. Yeah, I mean, he's got to be considered the way he's played.
Trolling our own Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Wells Welker, he knows a thing or two about playing wide receiver in the NFL himself. Played with one of the best receivers of all time as well, Randy Moss. He's now coaching one of the best of the generation in Miami, and Welker said he thinks that Tyreek Hill is a more complete receiver than Randy Moss. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Tyreek more complete than Randy.
I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey, I kind of get
where he's coming from, right? I mean, we picture Moss just with the long bombs and jumping over the either outrunning or jumping over the defender to make the catch. You know, Tyreek obviously goes deep, but also will, you know, do the little slant patterns and take them to the house or get a lot of yak yards after the catch. So I get his take, and I'm not going to kill him for it, but I'm just not ready to put him above Randy Moss in any way. So that's why I trolled it.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And again, Wes Welker, a lot of these guys, they put in little words, Chris, so that they can justify their pick. They can't say that he's a better receiver than Randy Moss, so he says he's a better all-around. Is that right. What was the word?
I think Martin? That's what he said, yeah.
He said complete.
Complete, Chris, right? So that's how you throw that in there, so if somebody pushes back, I'm just talking about because he can do this
right.
And do that. That's not what you're saying. It's call him the best receiver. What does that mean? You wouldn't dare do it because of Randy Moss, so no, I'm not buying into it. How's that, Welsh Welker?
That's good, Rob. I agree.
Am I right, Chris?
Parsing the words.
It is.
Right.
That's what
he
used, like
or not? We
don't a qualifier.
Need all the... Right.
Absolutely. All right, trolling and rolling, a couple of Fox Sports Radio. The brotherly shove is one of the most controversial plays in the National Football League. Word over the weekend trickled out, the league may soon ban the play that the Eagles have perfected. Chris, trolling or rolling, banning the tush push?
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
And here's why. Hey. Because no one does it nearly as well as the Eagles. If everybody was doing it and it was an automatic first down, you know, fourth and one, like you couldn't stop it no matter what team was doing it, I would be in agreement. But other teams try it, other quarterbacks, and they get stuffed. That's my thing. The Eagles, don't punish the Eagles because Jalen Hurts squats 600-something pounds and Jason Kelce is a Hall of Fame center and they are able to push you out of the way. And so, like I said, if it gets to a point where virtually every team's doing it and it's 90% success rate, like with the Eagles, then I'm with banning it. But nah, right now, it's nobody does it like the Eagles.
I'm trolling it, but not for the reason that you think.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think the Eagles are trying to make money off of it. They have a sponsor now. Every time they talk about the tush push, it's sponsored by Cottonelle. So I just think that, you know. Everything's not funny.
Martin, are you laughing because that's funny or because
it
you're
was
sucking
funny.
Up to Rob?
Chris, I feel like for every one of Rob's jokes, part of it is the way he will laugh at himself as he's telling it because he thinks it's the funniest thing of all time.
Would you agree with Martin? Would you agree with me? And I say this in love. And
no, don't do that.
Partner.
Don't put a qualifier on it. Don't try to soften it.
And I told you this, Rob. You know, but I think Rob is corny funny. He's funny because he's corny. Is
of
that?
Course.
Would you agree with that?
Wait a
like
minute.
Laughing at your own joke like
Martin,
that. It's corny, but it's funny.
Martin has been to two of my shows, and I heard Martin laugh in the crowd.
I don't deny that, but he was laughing because you're corny funny. Everybody got their humor.
Chris, Rob has a grandpa style delivery, which is amazing because he has no kids nor grandkids.
That's right.
It comes from years and years and years of watching black and white television, but his delivery is very 1960s TV, and there's something so quaint about it that it's hard not to laugh.
There you go. And wait till you get to Vegas. I'm working on
that
my material
now.
That was a
nice way of saying, yeah, he's corny funny. But
watch and see. That
he's
bring
a,
the house
he's a more complete comedian. You know
oh,
what I mean?
See? There you
oh,
go.
Oh, wow. Martin Weiss, check him out Saturday, the Martin and VJ show. That's at 5 o'clock Pacific to 8 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, as he just announced Monday, he will be right here on The Odd Couple.
They're
with
forcing me
for Rob.
I'm being forced to take off on Monday and Tuesday. I want everybody to know that. I have been strong-armed and
do you,
forced
Rob,
off the
do
show.
You want to? You don't want your vacation days. I think we could talk to Scott. You might be able to transfer those to me.
No, they're forcing me to take them. I have to take them.
All right. You take them
or lose them. You can't transfer them?
No, either I take them or I lose them, so I'm going to take them.
All right.
That's why
that
Martin,
is our
so
man.
You're on Monday. Okay.
That is our man,
You Rod know Chris Parker. McCarver take a day off.
Hey, I'm working two jobs every day. Y'all know I put in that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Martin, we are way behind because of you.
Guys, go ahead.
So, yeah, we'll see you next week. All right, couple, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We are brought to you by Progressive. They make things easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on more. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob G. Excuse me. I had to sneeze. My bad. Rob G, bring us up to speed. We're watching the NBA play-in tournament. Milwaukee up 22 on the Knicks. They will advance 2.5 minutes left to play Indiana for the winner of that side of the bracket. So what are your – or the Eastern Conference, I should say, side of the bracket. There's some stuff going on, though, with this. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so obviously it looks like the Bucks are going to win this game. They're going to advance on Thursday to take on the Indiana Pacers. It's a 2 p.m. Pacific start time on Thursday in Vegas. Now, before this game tipped off, longtime NBA writer and reporter, Nick Friedel was actually trending because he tweeted out something to the effect of, the NBA must really be hoping that the Knicks win this game because the last thing they want for the NBA in-season tournament is to get Bucks Pacers at 2 p.m. Pacific on a Thursday in Las Vegas. And obviously that's what's going to happen. And it sparked some debate online about it.
Yeah, Rob, and I get it, for New York is New York. It's the biggest city in our country, one of the biggest in the world. And so obviously they draw, you know, viewers and fans.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, right. But for real basketball fans, I would much rather see Milwaukee than New York in this.
Yeah, but it's not it's just the numbers, Chris, and it's nothing that you can really do about it. It's just like the Spurs are winning all those championships and they have some of the lowest. They don't have the numbers. They're not enough people. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but the Spurs were also a dull team to watch.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, they really were. The Bucks are not. They got two of the biggest stars in the game. And Giannis and Dame.
Rob G.
And they're playing one of the young up and I'm not saying they're going to get great ratings.
Right.
I'm just saying that if you're a real basketball fan, you would rather see Milwaukee and Indiana than New York and Indiana. Yeah, this ain't with Patrick Ewing and Reggie Miller.
No, I get that. But I'm just saying his point is I get it. Like, as a league, it's just like you can say whatever we want about the World Series, and it was great that the Rangers won, and I called it, Chris. I liked them all year.
Right.
But the Rangers and the D-backs, it just is not going to rate. It's just not. You know what I mean? There's certain things that won't rate, and it's nothing against the teams that are involved. Same thing with the Milwaukee and Indiana, but I get what you're saying.
It would be, and I don't know what the ratings say, and obviously New York just is a bigger city, but nobody is that into the Knicks outside of New York.
Tickets, Chris, are $29 for that game on Thursday. $29. Yeah, that's where it is.
So
good job, Adam Silver.
It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob.
I put two of those tickets out on my windshield when I went for lunch. When I came out, there were six tickets.
Four. Wow, I've only heard that 78 times.
What?
Keep it locked.
What?
We out.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.